Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
That's your boy, Gregory.
Yeah. Reminds me of Kento, y'all. Hey, hey, hey. TV. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, yeah. 今天比昨天厉害. Yeah. 今天比去年厉害. Yeah, 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 yeah.
我比去年有代谢, 虽然你看不到我的成长. 比去年有代谢, 所以更加上发光芒. 比去年有代谢, 你却还混成这模样. 比去年有代谢, 身价不止翻. Nobody do it like me.
我的志愿相当科学家，长大后只想发财，发过周润发，我感谢爸爸妈妈养我这么大，我非常爱你们，但不太会表达。 吹灭，我上升到另一颗新的级别，都走出了家门口，渐渐的变成手板，我每一个都要感谢。Yeah，对未来我充满期待，在妈妈眼里我还是小孩，不会让你失望，会变得更强壮，快看我照常更大的舞台。Yeah，we go，we go，we go。Yeah，I say every day
every day your birthday.
Yeah, we go, we go, we go.
Every day my birthday, every day your birthday.
我比去年有代谢，让你看到我的成长。
Okay. it comes. M hot two crab, my birth big slack. It's longer and fatter than your Mr. Hurst bat. I burn your silver flag, cause I'm representing the braver. Don't like my speech, don't like my behavior. I don't follow your rules and laws. Your order is square, take my sword, mine or more. There's no frontin' in the realms of truth. So bring your double threes and your thirds and twos. It all adds up to the sums of threes. And 360 is the path for me. So 029, I got to be on time. The off-take fee for the cosmic ride. So pack up your spirits and your herbs and fruits. Your planetary shackles, it's time to break loose. Like a goose, more soul, like an ibis. Running through your brain cells. This type this as I shake, break, jam it, partake. And do all the things that I know you can't take. Your only challenge is a modus and base. To try to match up my soul to your dust and slate. With nouns and simple verbs, poppers and adjectives. Your dissonation with the mortal and additives. Give me a mortal, silly mortal you be. Until you pass the scientific and come to reality. But you see the notable rules, so you know we not a rap group. By some super hype blue troop. It's red to the black to the green. Gangsta lean and fly death on the scene. It makes you wonder, it makes you contemplate. They killed Jesus Christ, is Armageddon late? Check the master plan, I won't question. Cause through the Father is how I got my lessons. So on to the scale, stop your obsessing. Praise the Father, all hell fucking lesson.
The vibe band glorious trip, elect by getting sick. Shame on those that diddy diddy dip. Arc in motion, how fly is your grip? Watch the ego flip. Me the over, the thunder catches mist. And you thought you were slick, quick, clear your vision. Rot is in the mix, casting a shadow on those happy metrics.
Yeah. Onward if my flex don't bend. Feel my narco vibes with no trend. You think I care if like we would wanna play and sit by the radio for what I gotta say? Your Jamie Cole chocolate dice suggestions and garly pesters who resemble Uncle Fester. They had a problem when they came to one knee. An obvious reaction to the ways of the ease. When it's my open heart, love and language. Turn to perversion, life, strife, and anguish. Years and years of the bloodshed tears. Chop up my spear so my children don't fear. Avoid principles of unlawful. They're always subject to the sword from the hilt. And as we get down deep for our steel, and none try to steal when they know they can't deal. Because my rhythm is vibe is more effective. Potency vibes for all the pro-black selectors. Now I'm again, I await you. Because I always learn if God comes, let him take you. For a ride on the other side. Pink caddy ride, no gas on the moon. Soon, doom as I pick up my broom. The war cries doom while the devil's crying boo hoo. Now ain't that a trip to the flip? You always dip when the flip nigga lifts. All the words and the verbs in the sick and pop birds. They keep the blood flowing in the black steel nerve. Yeah, the cosmic dark can make death. Shroom of Aragani, Salam and Artef. Peace.
Protection to the red, to the black, to the green. With the key, City.
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses. From T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. I want to let you know that on Friday we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show. And you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation. And we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Yes, this is the internet radio show where we're broadcasting all around the world on 7 continents. So, this is the best radio show on the planet. So, pull up your computers and turn on your cell phones and listen to the activities that we have going down. That's right. We're presenting comedy, music, and a bunch of commercials for your listening pleasure. So, the first thing I want to know is what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's warm. It's not hot, but it's warm. It's about 85 degrees today. The sun is shining, and the skies are blue. And we have a slight breeze, which makes it even warmer or even cooler in the city. Yes. It's a beautiful time of year. So if you're interested in coming to Las Vegas, this is the best time to come. If you want to avoid the heat, this is the best time to come. This is the fall, and it's almost winter time. So the weather is changing rapidly. So enjoy yourself and come to the entertainment capital of the world in Las Vegas. And enjoy yourself. Well, I think we need to talk NFL football because we got week 7 coming up. So let's talk about who's going to win. Yeah, G-Money has picked for week number 7. Okay, DJ Papa D, who's playing tonight?
Tonight, the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Denver Broncos in Denver.
Okay. Well, I'm taking Kansas City all the way, even though they're playing in Denver. I'm taking Kansas City for the win. And what's the point?
Total points is 49. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Okay. So the total points is 49. I'm thinking it's going to be over 49 points because Denver seems to have their offense working, and Kansas City already had a good offense. So it's going to be a shootout. So I'm taking Kansas City for the win, and it's going to be over the total points. All right. Let's go to Sunday's game. Who's playing on Sunday?
Okay, well, there's 13 games on Sunday because four teams have a bye. So the first game is the Miami Dolphins playing the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, and Sportsbook is giving the Dolphins 16.5 points.
Giving them 16? Is that
yep.
what you said? 16
yep.
points? Oh, well, I'm taking Buffalo for the win. Even if they're minus 16 points, I think Buffalo's going to blow Miami out. So I'm taking Buffalo for the win. And what's the total point? Should be 39. Yeah. It's going to be over 39 points. Buffalo will probably score 39 points by themselves. So I'm taking Buffalo Bills for the win, and it's going to be over the total points. Okay. What else? Who else is playing on Sunday?
Jacksonville Jaguars play the Bengals in Cincinnati, and they're giving them 3.5 points. They're giving the Bengals 3.5 points.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the Bengals plus 3. And what's the total point?
Total points is 43.
43? I don't know. I'm going to take the Bengals for the win. And I think it's going to be over 43 points, because I think both teams will probably score close to 20 points. So somebody will kick a field goal and score 23. So that'll tie it up. So I think I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bengals for the win, and I'm going to take the over.
Cincinnati and over. Okay. Next up,
yep. We
have the Minnesota Vikings playing the Lions in Detroit. And it's even. And total points are 46.
Okay. Well, the sports books say it's even. Well, I'm thinking Detroit is playing pretty good football right now. But Minnesota has won, like, the last three in a row. So I'm going to take Minnesota for the win, and I think it's going to be over because I think so both of the teams got a good offense. So I'm thinking they're going to score 43 points. So I'm going to take Minnesota with the win, and they're going to take over. They're going to be over.
Okay, Minnesota and over. Next up, the Raiders are playing the Packers in Green Bay, and they're giving the Raiders 7 points.
Okay, well, I don't like the Raiders, even though they're going to be Las Vegas' team real soon. But I'm taking Green Bay over the Raiders. I'm taking the Packers to win, and it'll probably be a shootout, too, because both of them got good offenses. So it's going to be a defensive challenge. Unless it's snowing in Green Bay, understand it's going to be an under game. So, depends on what the weather is that day. So, I'm going to take Green Bay for the win, and I'm going to take it on under. That's what I'll do. I'll take Green Bay and under. 44 points, you said?
46.
46. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll take Green Bay and the under on 46.
All right. Packers and under. Next up?
Packers and under. Yep.
The Rams are playing the Falcons in Atlanta, and they're giving the Falcons 3 points.
That's all they're giving the Falcons is 3 points? They could probably give the Falcons 15 points, and the Rams will still beat them. So I'm going to take the L.A. Rams for the win, and Atlanta's been playing pretty good, so they've been scoring some points, but they just don't have the defense to stop anybody. So the Rams are going to score a lot of points, and Atlanta's going to score a few points. So I think I'll take the Rams for the win, plus it'll be over. I'm going to bet the Rams and the over.
All right, the Rams and over. Next up, the Texans are playing the Colts in Indianapolis, and it's even.
Okay, that means the sports book is not trying to touch this game. So I'm going to take who is Indy playing again? They're playing
Houston,
Philadelphia?
Houston,
oh,
Texas.
Houston. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to take Houston for the win. And it'll probably be over. What's the total points for that game?
Total points is 48.
48? Houston and 48. No. I think it'll be under. I think Houston will win, but I think the Colts are going to put up a little defense. And and Houston won't score as many points as they're going to try. So it'll be under. I'm going to take the Houston Texans for the win, and it's going to be under the total points. 43. Yeah, it's
going to
be under 43 points.
Okay, Texans and under. Next up, the San Francisco 49ers play the Redskins in Washington, D.C., and they're giving the Redskins 10 points.
Yeah, they can probably give the Redskins about 18 points, and the 49ers are going to blow them out. So that's an easy one. 49ers with the win, and it's going to be an over, whatever the total is. What's the total, like 48?
41.
41? Oh, yeah, it's going to be over. 49ers will probably score 41 points by themselves. So I'm going to take they're going to beat Washington. And I'm going to take – who are they playing?
49ers and the Redskins.
49ers, that's right. 49ers for the win, and it's going to be over. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely over.
49ers and over. Okay, next up, Arizona Cardinals play the Giants in New York, and they're giving the Cardinals 3 points.
They're giving the Cardinals 3? Well, I'm taking the Cardinals plus 3 points. And what's the total points of the game?
Total points is 49.
49. Well, let me see. I'll take the Cardinals for the win. And total points is 49. I don't know if the Giants is going to have a real good offense that day. The Cardinals don't score a lot of points, but they'll have a better defense than the Giants. So they'll shut the Giants down. I'm taking the Cardinals for the win, and it's going to be under 49 points.
Cardinals
so
and under.
Cardinals with the win, Cardinals and the under. Yeah.
Cardinals and the under. Okay. Next up, the L.A. Chargers play the Titans in Tennessee, and it's even.
Oh. And it's even, huh? Sportsbook doesn't want to mess with that one either. How about that? Well, I like the Chargers, but I'm thinking that the Titans need to get a win. They've been playing really bad lately. And the Chargers have lost the last three games. So I don't know what to think about the Chargers right now. They're not playing playoff ball. So I'll take where are they playing at? Are they playing in L.A.? Are they playing in Tennessee?
Tennessee.
You're playing in Tennessee. I'll take. Yeah, I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to take the Titans. And the total points is about 34, right?
38.
38. Yeah. Okay. I'll take the Titans and the over. Because I think the Chargers will probably score a couple of touchdowns. And the Titans are going to be fighting to win. So both of them will score a lot of points. Their defense probably won't stop nobody. So I'll take the Titans for the win, and it'll be over.
Titans and
they're gonna have to play. They're gonna have to play good to beat the Chargers.
Titans and over.
Yeah.
Next up, New Orleans Saints play the Bears in Chicago, and they're giving the Saints 3 points.
Okay, they're giving the Saints 3 points. And they're playing in Soldier Field in Chicago. I wonder if it's going to be cold in Chicago. Because if they're playing in the outdoor stadium in Chicago, the Bears may have a chance. I don't know if Drew Brees has come back yet. I don't know if he's is he back to being the starting quarterback? I don't know. That's going to make a big difference because the Bears got a rookie quarterback, so they've been playing pretty good. So I hate to bet against my Saints, though, because I don't believe anybody's going to beat them Saints. Who that say they going to beat them Saints? Okay, I'm going to take the Saints for the win, and it's going to probably be under. What's the total points? 44?
Total points is 38.
38. Oh, man. Okay, I'll take the Saints for the win, and it's going to be over 38 points. Because I'm thinking the Saints will score 20 and maybe 21, 22 points. And the Bears will score 18 to 20 points. So I take the Saints for the win, and it's going to be over.
Saints and over.
Yep.
All right. Next up, the Baltimore Ravens are playing the Seahawks in Seattle, and they're giving the Ravens 3.5 points.
Ooh, but they're playing in Seattle. Seattle doesn't lose at home, even though Baltimore has the better team. But Seattle always plays good at home. So I'm not going to bet against Seattle. I think Russell is going to have his team ready to play since they're playing at home. So I'm going to take Seattle for the win. And what's the total points?
Total points is 51.
Oh, man, this is going to be a shootout. Okay, well, I think, man, it's going to be like 33-28 is going to be the final score. So it's going to be over 51 points. Unless the defense shows up for Baltimore, and the defense shows up for Seattle, then it'll be under 51 points. So I'm taking Seattle for the win, and 51 points. I'm going to go under 51 points. Seattle for the win and under 51 points. I think Seattle will barely make it by to beat Baltimore. But both of them are going to score. So it'll be like 18-21. So I don't even think they'll get to 51 points. But Seattle is going to have to fight to win. So I'm taking Seattle, even though Baltimore got a good offense and a good defense. But I'm going to take Seattle to win since they're playing at home, and I'm going to take them under 51 points. Yep, Seattle with the under. Or 51. DJ, did I lose you? Did you fade out? 'Cause I'm not hearing you. Where are we? Are we ready to do Monday night football? That should be like Pittsburgh and somebody playing the last game. Pittsburgh and Cleveland, I think. Unless they have a bye this week. Or who else did we, haven't we talked about? We haven't talked about.
Next up. The Philadelphia Eagles are playing the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, and they're giving the Eagles 3 points.
And they're playing in Dallas? Dallas,
in Dallas.
Has lost the last three games. So they're playing in Dallas. I'm going to take Philadelphia for the win. And the total points?
Total points is 48.
48. Well, if Dallas loses, they're going to fire their head coach. So Dallas has to win. But Philly's playing really good. So I'm going to take Philly for the win. And I'm going to say both of them will probably want to score a lot of points. What's the total point? He says 48.
Total points is 48.
48, yeah. Okay, I'm going to take Philadelphia for the win, and it's going to be... I feel like it's going to be under 48 points. That's going to be
okay.
Close. That's 24 points apiece. Dallas, yeah, okay, I'll take under. Yeah, Philly for the win, and it's going to be under 48 points.
Okay, Eagles and under. And last but not least, the New England Patriots are playing the Jets in New York, and they're giving the Jets 10 points.
And this is Monday Night Football?
Yep.
New England playing the Jets. New England always plays good on Monday Night Football. But the Jets won. They upset somebody last week. So, I don't know. I don't think they're ready to beat New England, though. I think New England will win. What's the total point?
Total points is 42.
Well, if New England's on their game, they'll probably score like 40 points by themselves. So it's going to be over. New England Patriots for the win, and it's going to be over 42 points. Because the Jets will probably score about 14. They may even get 21 points. But New England's going to put a whooping on them. Well, they're going to score like 48, 45 points. So New England and the over.
Okay.
And that's Monday Night Football, too? Yeah. They
that's
always
it.
Play good on Monday night. All right. So that's G-Money's pick for football for week number 7. And it looks like it's going to be an interesting week. We got a couple of games where the sports book didn't even want to pick a winner. They said the games would be even. But we know in the NFL there's no even matches. Somebody's a winner and somebody's a loser. So we'll see what happens this week. Week 7 starts tonight on... I don't know, Thursday night. Is it on regular TV, or is it on NFL Channel, or is it on ESPN? I don't know. You got to check your TV, check your listening, and see where the game is played tonight. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, back to the music and the radio show. And we'll be back for more in a minute.
There were some girls in my neighborhood that I was real friendly with. And one of them, her name was Londia. Now, she was always home babysitting her little brother, Morris. And she would play with dolls. And I was like, dolls? What are you playing with dolls for? And she said, well, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to play with dolls. And I was like, okay, you got all these little dolls. So what do you do with them? She said, well, they have a tea party. And she said, I got Miss Piggy. I said, okay. She said, I got Barbie. And I was like, okay. You got Kermit the Frog? You got Kim? Do you have G.I. Joe? And she says, I don't have any men dolls. And I said, what? How come you don't have no man dolls? She said, men get in the way. And her brother is sitting there, and he's looking at me like, Gregory, you really think this is fun?
Come on. 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 Come
when I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Girard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team,
call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's radio show. It's been exciting. And we played some NFL football, so I picked some winners for you to bet for this weekend to see what your sporting capability will be this weekend. If you follow my pick, you'll be a winner. So, it's a great day, and we've had fun on our radio show. We've listened to some good music. And you listen to just some good sports, so, and some good comedy clips. Now, G Money, the Pimp Comic, is going to be live in concert at the Blind Center on the 28th of October. So if you want to get a chance to see him live in concert, go to the Blind Center, 1001 Bruce Avenue. In Las Vegas, and the show will probably be about 2 o'clock till 5 o'clock. It'll be a talent show, but G Money, the Pimp Comic, will be presenting his brand of comedy for your listening pleasure. So I'm just putting it out there. G Money will be live in concert at the Blind Center on the 28th of October. So go out and check him out. And if you don't know, now you know. Check him out and see what happens with his comedy. He's back on the block, people. Watch out. He's coming live and in living color. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm, well, DJ Papa D. Play some music back to the radio show until, back to the radio show, and we'll be back in a minute. New Year's Eve
I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
Yep, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Yeah, I thought it was time for us to shut the show down. Our clock on the wall says that's all. So I want to give thanks to my little brother DJ Big Nasty, that promotes the radio show on social media, and to my engineer, DJ Papa D, for his engineering skills as he's playing the music and helping us with our NFL football picks. And he's playing the comedy short, so you can get a taste of what G-Money, the Pimp Comics, comedy albums are like. So until tomorrow, tomorrow is Friday, so we dedicate our show tomorrow to solving the homeless situation in all cities around the world. So we'll be having people call in and tell us what they're doing for the homeless in the cities that they live in. So tomorrow will be a day dedicated to working with the homeless. So until tomorrow, I'll see you at 3. Have a good evening. And enjoy the football game tonight, because it should be a good one. All right, I'm G Money, and I'm out of here.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.